Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayashekar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing in world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. Your words create your world. What we tell ourselves is critical in shaping our reality. Today, we have Rich Dad Advisor, Master of Masters, Blair Singer, who shares techniques through which you can make your little voice work for you and not against you. Let's get started.
So how do you control that little voice between your ears? Now, if you don't know what little voice I'm talking about, it's that thing in your head that just went, what little voice? I don't have a little voice. That's the one. That little voice is the bearer of bad news, good news, indifferent news, inaccurate news, and it can change your, it can swing your mood from ecstatic one moment to depressed in the next. I will tell you that in all my 30 years of working with business owners, entrepreneurs, individuals, people that have dreams, the number one killer of dreams is not your lack of work ethic. Because if you're watching, if you're listening to this, you're not lazy. You're a student. You have a student mindset, okay? But the number one killer is that little voice in your head that says things like, well, you're not good enough. You're not old enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not young enough. Whatever it is, not something enough. Or just casts doubt on your dreams. You ever notice that some days you're feeling really good? You feel like you can conquer the world. You feel like you're as big as a house and you can do about anything. And then somebody comes up to you and says, well, that's not such a good idea. Why would you want to do that? And all of a sudden, you crash. Why? Because your little voice picks up on the negativity and it pervades in your brain. And what happens is that little voice that's in there, part of your psychology, is there to, believe it or not, it thinks it's protecting you. Okay? I wrote a whole book. It's called Little Voice Mastery, How to Win the War Between Your Ears in 30 Seconds or Less. So I'm going to give you some tools how to master that debilitating little voice now that you know what it is. Okay? Number one, know that you have a little voice. Some people go, no, I don't have a little voice. I don't have a little voice. But that's their little voice saying they don't have a little voice. Okay? So again, know, A, that you got one, and every human being has one. And there's all kinds of evolutionary reasons why we have that negative dialogue in our brain and a lot of science behind it. I'm not going to go into that right now, but just know, number one, you have one, and this is the most important thing to remember. It's not the real you. That little voice is not the real you, okay? So first thing is to recognize I got one and to be able to say, oh, that's my little voice talking. And to understand it's not the real you. The real you is much more expansive. It has great possibilities. It can achieve a lot of things. But the little voice is not the real you. So number one is to know that you got one. Okay? That's the most part. I will tell you that 85% of most people walking around out there have no clue that they believe all that chatter that's going on in their brain. So one day they're great. One day they're terrible. They're like ping pong balls in their own head. That's why I call it the war between your ears. Okay? So that's step number one, is to know that you got one. The second thing about it is to understand that your results are a function of your behaviors, right? So if you want to be in better physical shape, you want to be rich, you're going to have to do certain things, have certain behaviors that'll get you there. Everybody gets that. But what affects your behaviors is something called your mindset or your attitude. Okay, your mindset or your attitude. This is where the little voice comes in. Okay, so one day you have an attitude, I can conquer anything. I'm never going to quit. I got this. But then because of circumstances, having a bad day, maybe you didn't get enough to eat or sleep last night, not enough food today, all of a sudden you're feeling negative about everything. You decide you want to write a book, you know, because you really want to share something with the world. And then you keep procrastinating till finally you sit down at the keyboard to write your book, and then your little voice goes, yeah, but who's going to want to read it anyway? You haven't done that much. You're not that much of a superstar. All that stuff. You see what I'm saying? So to understand that attitude, that mindset is what you need to work on. Now, there's some techniques I'm going to share with you before this podcast is over In the book, I create there are over 21 techniques that you can use in a couple of seconds that will turn that attitude around almost instantly. That's why I say to how to win the war between your ears in 30 seconds or less. Okay. But before we do, we go into that to understand that we all have conditioning. We all have conditioning. Where we grew up, our parents, people around us, our relatives, whether we grew up with wealth, whether we grew up in poverty, we grew up middle class, what country, all that stuff is part of who we are. And we can even say that we have in our DNA, not only who we are in this life, but for centuries, you know, as part of who we are. You cannot change that. You cannot change that. But by the same token, you cannot use it as an excuse either. Because now you know that when that stuff comes up, some of those thoughts in your head are not necessarily you. Could be your parents' words, could be your grandparents' words, could be the media, could be the government, could be other friends, could be old experiences. All that stuff is what fuels that little voice. Okay. So now you understand it. I give you a little technique. I wasn't going to do this, but if wherever you're sitting, put your hand out with your palm up in front of you and pretend with the other hand, put two fingers in the palm of your hand, like somebody standing there. Pretend that's like your little voice. And when that little voice is just chirping too loud and giving you all kinds of grief and debilitating you, you just look at it and you just take the other hand and just go, stop, just smack it. Stop, stop, stop. Okay. Now, don't do that in public. People think you're a little crazy. But what we know from neuro-linguistic programming, that's a little bit of a pattern interrupt that will stop that little voice from taking over the game. Okay. Because below your attitude, what causes your attitude is something we call your self-esteem, your self-concept, your self-image, who you think you are. And what one of my great coaches told me that your results in life, in sports, in business, in health will never, listen to me closely, your results will never be greater than your self-concept, than your image or your vision of yourself. Now, who controls that? Your little voice and you. So that's where the war is fought. And my coach told me, he says, you work with the greatest athletes in the world and great physical specimens could not win. Why? Because they had a thought in their brain. Well, I'm not good enough. I'm not experienced enough. Later, when I get more experience, I'll be better. And later never happens because if you keep telling yourself later, it's always later because that's the conditioned belief and the conditioned thought. Okay. So I'm going to give you a couple techniques to work on your self-concept and your self-image, what to do in the instant that your little voice is debilitating. Okay. Number one, there's three of them. Number one, celebrate all your wins. Celebrate all your wins. What do I mean? You get a win. Somebody comes up to you and says, my goodness, you look great today. You know, you say, thank you. You walk away and you just go, yes. You know, you don't need to say it out loud, but celebrate that. Feel good about it. Somebody says, you look great today. And you go, yeah, well, you're just trying to be nice to me. That's all that is. You're just trying to be nice to me. Don't do that. That little voice says it. You say, stop. Say, thank you. Anchor it. Maybe even take a fist. Make a fist. Just pull it in and say, yes. Okay. One thing you'll notice if you ever watch great athletes out on the playing field, anytime they do anything positive, they'll celebrate the win. They'll high five each other. They'll fist pump. They'll do something. Why? Because they are keyed to peak performance results. That's why. And they know instinctively if they keep celebrating those wins, it builds momentum. And after a while, you don't even need to celebrate them that much because it becomes an automatic part of you. Your brain is very elastic. And through the course of, you know, a month, maybe 2 months of doing these things, you're going to find that people approach you differently. You're going to see things differently and opportunities are going to present themselves. Just trust me on it. All right. So celebrate all wins, all of them. Even if you reach in your pocket and there's money in there that you didn't think was in there, you pull it out, that's a win. If you're driving to work and three traffic lights turn green in a row, that's a win. Celebrate it. Feel good about it. Build the momentum. Because if you don't, your negative little voice will build something else there that's not going to help. Okay. Second thing to monitor, to retrain your little voice. It's called affirmations. Affirmations. Again, a world-class athletic coach taught me this. Two-time world champion in Taekwondo, Super Bowl, World Series, all of this. He says affirmations. What's an affirmation? It's a statement you say about yourself that's personal, present tense, and positive. Something like this. I like myself. I like myself. I like myself. Okay. So when you're having fear, doubt, whatever, write down on a piece of paper on note cards, a series of affirmations, maybe 4 or 5, maybe 10. I got 50 of them, but maybe 10. You know, I like myself. I believe in myself. I have faith in myself. I'm a good person. I'm a talented trainer. Whatever it is, even if you don't believe it, write it down because that's who you want to be. And then when those little doubts come up, you just repeat them out loud again. I like myself. I like myself. I believe in myself. I have faith in myself. I'm a legend. I got this. I'm responsible. Whatever it is. And what you'll find is after doing that for a couple of seconds, your whole attitude changes. Remember, you can only hold one thought in your mind at a time. Okay. So if you override that, it's called thought replacement. So if you replace the negative little voice with positive affirmations, and again, do them out loud because they don't have nearly the power if you just think about it. It's not even the same. It's different. There's different chemicals in your brain that fire. You want the dopamine and the serotonin and all that other stuff. You want that stuff triggering because that's what makes long-term memory work. Okay. So do it physically. All right. Next technique. Meditation. What's meditation? Meditation is basically taking a little bit of time each day, 4 or 5 minutes, and just being quiet, closing your eyes and getting peaceful, quieting your mind a little bit, quieting your mind a little bit. The last thing I'm going to tell you, okay, the last piece about monitoring your little voice is this. Be careful who you surround yourself with. Who and what is in your environment? If you've got negative people in your environment, move. Don't go there. If your family members are negative, you can still love them, but love them from a distance a little bit. Okay? The biggest fuel for the little voice are other negative people. If you have a vision for yourself and a plan for yourself and goals for yourself, and you have negative people around you, you don't have a clear vision of who you could be. So again, you can be kind. You don't have to be brutal, but you have to be very, very careful who you surround yourself with. Surround yourself with people that are positive, that push you up, that don't not necessarily just treat you nice all the time, but tell you the truth, and you'll be on your way to mastering your little voice. The things I gave you right now, if you just do these things each day for a couple of weeks, you're going to automatically, I promise you, you'll see a difference in the things that show up around you. And I guarantee you they're going to be positive. Be awesome and master your little voice.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you understand how you can master your little voice. Do share this with your friends and family or anyone whom you think needs this. Blair Singer will be live in the upcoming Super Growth Summit along with 10 other world-class trainers. Log in to www.sgsummits.com and register for the upcoming Super Growth Summit for free. This is Surendran Jayashekar. Until next time, love yourself. Don't take life too seriously. Strive to become a better version of yourself. Give more to get more, and always keep inspiring.